But I'm ready to get deported anytime.
Yeah, me too. Yay.
Yeah.
Latino with a podcast and the Latino with a podcast, and today I'm Christian Jiménez, and today I am with Saku Yanagawa.
Gawa. Close, yeah, Yanagawa, Gawa. Yeah, not that bad.
How do you say welcome to another Latino with a podcast in Japanese?
Latino, what was it? What was the title of the, again?
Another Latino with a podcast.
What is another?
Like other one.
Another, so Latino podcast, another Latino podcast, yo koso.
There you go. That's it. That's the name now. So this episode is gonna be difficult for audience because it's like two people with accents, not just me.
Yeah.
But I must say,
good luck on you guys.
Good luck without the CC captions. But I met you at the I've seen stuff from you before, but I met you at the Comedy Bar, and I'm so sorry, but I will say it. I believe you open up the room, you really cracked the first laughter, really good laugh.
Everyone bombed before me?
Kind of. Except Aaron Chase. Aaron Chase did really good. But but everybody was doing okay. But with you, they really laugh. And I believe, and I would like to talk this with you, is because we have a point of view that is universal, that is how we perceive ourselves as speaking another language. So it's that... you can say to a black audience, to white audience, to people from the Midwestern, to people from the other stream of the country, and it will be the same joke and it will be the same experience because it's us being I cannot speak English. So because after you, I was fuck.
Yeah.
They already have one person that is I don't speak well, and then it's hi, me neither. So how was your experience doing stand-up in English?
I've been doing stand-up in English for 13 years, but before that, I've never done stand-up in Japanese at all.
Would you like to do it?
Because in Japan, when I started stand-up, no one knew stand-up comedy.
Okay.
But I've been doing stand-up in Japanese also for 13 years, and I feel like I'm funnier in Japanese.
I feel like... I don't know. What is the difference? Because people have asked me, what is the difference between Spanish to
different,
English?
Actually. Yeah. Even a topic, also the culture is different, right? Also a tempo, you know?
Yeah.
So the style of the comedy is completely different. That's why I try to think that it's a completely different two stuff.
Yeah, I believe the same for... This is for me.
Mm-hmm.
In Latin America... I believe the jokes that really hit well is when you go to sexual, and you go into that when it's more sexual, or even and I have said it and I stand by it because I've seen it. It's when you go homophobic.
Oh, makes sense.
For Latin Americans, that's funny as fuck. That if a joke is and that's gay, and people are if you go to a sexual. So in Japanese, or to Japanese people, what do you think is a topic that's they like these kind of jokes?
Mm-hmm. Japan has been westernized in terms of culture, for example, LGBTQ culture or something like that. In I would say 10 years, but so probably the Japanese comedy 10 years ago was totally different, right? People made fun of gay people, you know.
I still make fun of black gay people. We still do that.
But when I performed in Africa in 2017.
You performed in Africa?
Yeah.
Dope.
That was
did they do this to you?
Oh, yeah. That totally.
They are racist.
Yeah, so stereotypical joke about Asian hit really well.
Yeah.
I don't know the situation right now over there, but I had to change my material drastically. I performed in Europe. Asia, so many countries, and every single country has a different different type of humor.
Yeah, and timing.
Sense of humor. That's why I have to do tuning every single country.
What will you be your favorite place to do stand up?
That's an interesting question. For example, I love Korea. I killed it over there. But most of the audience were like expats who speak English.
I killed it over there. It was North Korea. It was a real person.
Yeah, but Korea was fun. And Edinburgh.
South Korea.
South Korea, okay. Obviously.
Also. Not obviously. We
hope. Oh, yeah? Yeah, because we are kind of banned to visit there as a Japanese person.
I usually put like, with you, it's going to be like a blue background. It's just like fades to red and it starts like a communist song. And the Mao Zedong's like,
oh, wow.
Dum, 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 dum. It's like, yeah, he performed in North Korea.
Because recently I went to the barbershop, an American barbershop for the first time in 13 years. And I was like, yeah, do whatever you want. And I became like, you know, Kim Jong-un immediately. So that's why, you know, I went to Japanese barbershop again here in Chicago.
Okay.
Then I spent $80 to make it a change, to fix it. Yeah. So I spent so much money for bullshit.
When you got in, they were like, oh, they did you wrong.
Yeah, probably, you know.
They're like, well, welcome, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. That worked for me, though, yeah.
And on stage, yeah.
Not really. Yeah,
as I told you, I always bring topics. And you know what? The first one, since you're Japanese, I don't know why this is a segue, but it's a segue. You trust me. I don't know if you have seen a lot of how art is become, what art has become, but I've been lately seeing like expressions of art that is like, one is a lady that has a knife tied to a cord, and there's like a block of butter, and she just like is like kneeling, just like throwing the knife at the butter.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like surrounding her, being like, oh, this is art. It's like, that's not art. There's another one. There's a guy that have buckets of sand filled with sand, and he just poke holes in the buckets. And at some point, the buckets just fell.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, and people start clapping. And I was like, this is not art. Like, there's one that is like a guy that has like a white wall, and I have like a Sharpie, and there's like a trampoline. He runs, like painting the wall, jumps on the trampoline, and does like a line.
Yeah,
and people are like just clapping, like, this was beautiful. It's like, this is not art. This is some stupid shit.
Wow.
And the last one that I found is like a museum paid a guy $84K to make two paintings, and he just delivered two white canvases.
Oh wow!
And they handed up as art.
Wow, it's modern art, right? Yeah.
What do you think about modern art?
Yeah, because you know, my major is art in college, you know.
Perfect. This is perfecto.
Yeah.
So, do you agree with this shit?
You know.
You can say it, like, they won't take your degree.
My honestly, yeah. Okay, so my main major was music and theater.
Okay.
But also, like, you know, I went to MoMA so many times to get credit, you know, in college. But you know, I was like, oh, what if? You know, okay. I say that's art, and I'm a great person. I'm a famous person, and I say, hey, that's my art, right? Then people appreciate that shit, right?
Well, like the plantain with the
yeah. So yeah,
but do you think that we should be calling that art, or we have to start like no? This is trash. This is literally trash.
So that's why, you know, if we are lucky to get, you know, great comments from the audience, right? We can be like a great artist.
Of course.
Why, you know, that's why I think
I'm pretty sure they're going to they hang up this like white canvas. Why it's a white canvas. Not even a fucking line in the canvas. And people's like, "Yeah, this completely represents what the world is then now because we're filled of nothingness." So that's what the artist tried to express. It's like he just didn't want to do the fucking canvas.
Yeah, but at least he could afford to buy that kind of big camera. That's the biggest difference between.
They gave him $84K. I would like to, like, someone pay me that amount of money to do one set, and I'm like, thank you. And that was my time. $84K, there you go.
Yeah, I wish I could have. Yeah.
Having an art degree, how do you feel? Do you feel I feel we need to go back to Rembrandt to, like, when art was, like, actually beautiful, was something like you can see, like, first, not a lot of people can do it. Second is like this, it takes skill, technique, study to make this.
Yeah, but you know, because in Japan, most of the Japanese university have no like art facilities, you know, art faculties.
Okay, so that's why Japanese are showing our pants.
So we don't
have time for that shit.
I don't know what to say. yeah, but my My major is mainly focused on like a history of art, like also like how they have performed.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's more like, you know, brain shit, you know.
Yeah, but I remember I took a class of when I studied back in Venezuela of art, and I really fall in love with specifically Rembrandt, because the lining and how he studied the body to make his painting was so amazing. And then you see these, like, oh, a white canvas, or even Pollock. Pollock was a crazy guy that just, like, opened holes in buckets of paint and destroyed it. I was like, how can Pollock be more famous than Rembrandt? When and even at that, in that period of time, I believe, like, Da Vinci died poor. I believe it was Da Vinci, Van Gogh also died poor. Like, a lot of the artists that were, like, famous now, they're like, they didn't have money at the time. They're, probably their paintings were like trash in that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That someone, you know, decide their value later, right?
Yeah.
But comedy could be, you know, the same. After that, people think, oh, he was so so funny. He didn't realize how funny he was, and he fucking died, right?
Yeah, imagine that happened a lot. Imagine you die, you're in heaven or hell.
Yeah.
And someone is like, you gotta see Saku, like, special. It was so good. Like, oh, he was a famous comedian? No, by his time, he was poor. He never made it, but he was so funny. Like, I'll be like, just value me when I'm here.
That's true. That's why, you know, I played baseball before, before I became a comedian. Then baseball, it was really easy to see who is the good guy, who is the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
It's like if I pitch 100-mile fastball, which means I'm good.
You were a pitcher?
I was a shortstop all the time.
Oh, that's good. Shortstop. Like, between, that's first base, second base, right? No.
Second base and the third base.
Yeah, second base, third base.
And I know so many Venezuelan friends.
There was one, Petit, that he was so good at that position.
Altuve, right? Jose
Altuve also. Yeah. But I believe heart is trash. I don't like modern art at all. You know what? I'm gonna keep... I have our topics, but
thank you. Thank you for preparing for, you know.
No, I have many. I have many.
You can ask me anything, yeah.
No, we're going to talk about Pearl Harbor. We're going to talk about hentai.
Okay,
we're
gonna talk about
that's your favorite topic.
Yeah.
This is the thing, like, you're Japanese, and I was like, I don't want to talk about, like I don't want to be on the same topics that probably if you go to an art park, people are like, oh, what about hentai?
No, yeah, because... I wish I could talk about it more.
But that's art. If you want to connect this topic, hentai is art.
Because many people ask me about anime once they know me. I'm a Japanese. But I have never watched any single anime in my life.
Exactly, because...
Right? Same as, you know, white people... not all of white people are mass shooter at the school, right? Yeah, same shit,
all
yeah.
All of them are, actually.
that's
100% why, you know, of white American.
Yeah, I wish I could be white. No, but seriously, I've never watched any anime in my life. So that's why.
Not even hentai?
Not even hentai.
Okay, we're going to put it here right now in this screen.
Oh. I'd rather watch MILF. MILF, yeah.
There's hentai MILF.
Yeah.
I read this one. I don't know if it's true, but like when you see characters in anime hentai, they don't resemble Japanese or people, and apparently it's because they try to make them look like cats, to have cat feature, because according to what I read, that I don't know if it's true, according to the Japanese culture, cats are one of the most beautiful, elegant creatures, and so they try to represent that in their characters when they do cartoons.
At least we don't eat cats.
No, that's the Koreans and the Chinese. Not the Japanese, does
it? Yeah, I've never heard of, you know, they eat cats, you know. They have no meat, probably. Like, I don't know. I don't even think about it.
In Venezuela, like, they say that the Chinese restaurants, they cook cats and dogs. And...
That's the most racist, you know, comment, but I love this shit.
But you don't see any cats or dogs, stray cats or dogs around the Chinese restaurants. So it was
Wow.
It was like, maybe it's for a reason.
I'd love to go check it out.
What is the weirdest thing you have eaten that you're like, okay, this was a little weird?
Japan, used to eat whales a lot.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's a red meat, and I love it, honestly. Also, horse meat is really popular.
Horse meat, I believe, is a little bit more popular than whale.
Yeah, I think so. But I think some of American people are really, really offended, you know, when they see us eating.
Have you tried horse puffer fish?
Puffer, yeah.
I would like to try that, but like, I've seen all the videos, like you have to be a really good chef.
Yeah.
Because if not, the toxins might be still in the fish and you fucking
That's
die.
True. Also, I don't know, puffer fish, we call it fugu.
Fugu.
Yeah. It's surprisingly not so expensive in my region.
Okay.
But it's also thin and it's so tasty. But also, like, they have to get licensed to become a chef.
Yeah.
Puffer fish, you know.
Because if not, you kill people.
Yeah, I'd love to get a license, honestly. I've never had a driver's license in my country.
But you want to.
Yeah, I'd rather get a puffer fish license. That's going to be cool, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But in America, I don't know.
I can drive, but I can
in airports, right? You just got that. keep that license.
Yeah. Like, to enter the bar, you know.
License registration is like, I'm a puffer fish. Shut the fuck up. I can do this shit. Like, I would like to try it, but at the same time, it's like, why would I like to try something that kind of killed me?
Oh, never, because I've never seen people who died of fugu, because they already died, right? So
yeah, you don't see them because they hide them.
Yeah.
And they're like, this restaurant is
getting... Same shit. Some people die of peanuts, and I'm allergic to peanuts, but I thank you for making rum with the peanuts. Yeah.
By the end of this podcast, someone is going to die, and that part is not gonna show. He just start coughing in the middle, like...
This is my RIP episode, right?
Okay, we're going to do a little pass while he dies, and we're going to come back with a different guest, apparently. And we are back. He is alive. I have penicillin, but I have to do mouth-to-mouth either way because he requested. But I don't know. Are you optimistic about the world, the way we're going to the world?
I don't want to be pessimistic at all. I don't, you know.
Okay, because there's a meteor coming, apparently.
Yeah.
Did you see the news?
No.
Okay, there's a meteor that in 2032, the first whole people in NASA know that in that amount of time a meteor is going to hit us. But apparently there's a meteor that is going to hit Earth. They have a 3.4% chance of hitting Earth. But, we have never been so close to being hit by a meteor.
Oh, that's good. So... Chicago is the best place?
No, apparently one of the places that it might hit is Venezuela. It's like, what the fuck did we do? What did Venezuela... I'm pretty sure if it hits Venezuela, it will be just after Maduro gets out of the power and we finally get over the chavismo. Wow. 1 month later, a fucking meteor is going to hit
Venezuela. Okay, I have so many friends who work for National, Panasonic, you know,
okay,
and Sony in Japan. So, you know, I wish they... I don't know. They're going to invent great AC or something like that.
So something
for myself, yeah.
But first, 3.4. This is a problem I have. I don't know. I don't know how many people have it because I believe no one talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when something a disaster, natural disaster, is going to happen, one part of my mind is like, I want it to happen. Just to see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the videos of what happened.
Yeah.
But it's really bad to think like that. It's like, oh yeah, this hurricane category 4 might be category 5, and that would be really dangerous. In my mind, it's like, yeah, let it be category 5. I just want to see what happens.
You feel like you are watching movies.
Yeah, and
the bigger the better, right?
Yeah, I feel a little bad, but at the same time, it's like...
You're Americanized.
No, this is from Venezuela. In Venezuela, it's there's an earthquake. I'm like, let me see the earthquake.
So
with the meteor, I'm like, let it hit. Let's put that percentage up. Let's see what happens.
Mm. Yeah, because, you know, I don't know. The disaster has been bigger and bigger day by day, every year, right?
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I'm worried. I'm not it's gonna happen, right? It's gonna I'm not a person like that. But yeah, I'm technically afraid. You know,
you're afraid
of my tiny apartment, you know, because I'll be stuck for, you know.
But I believe it's gonna hit. I believe it's not gonna hit you, United States. And I believe in these 8 years, scientists are gonna spend a ridiculous amount of money on a laser. Apparently one way they're like preventing us meteors to hit air is that they shoot a rocket to hit to hit the asteroid or the meteor.
Sounds like America again, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a movie.
Yeah, but it might, honestly, in my opinion, people die eventually, right?
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I don't want to say that word, but YOLO it. Or
something. Yeah, like that.
That's why, you know, I'm sure I'm gonna die with, you know, peanut, you know, rum.
Yeah.
After recording, so, you know, all I can do is enjoy the taste. Yeah.
During recording.
Yeah. Definitely, my face will be like a full pimple in the morning. But
you're the puffer fish. You're like just blowing up.
But I have a license. You know,
what happens to you when you like eat like peanuts?
Peanuts? No, just the pimples.
Oh, it's just pimples.
Yeah. So
you're not gonna die.
My, I don't know, self-esteem go down, and I go kill myself.
You kind of kill yourself. Yeah. You're like, okay, this is enough.
That's my culture. Yeah, shit, yeah. But I've never done, you know.
Are your parents here, or are they still in Japan?
They're still in Japan, and they have never come to the States.
And you're like, stay there, it says.
You stay there, yeah, and don't watch my set.
Do you think they're they will be like, you're a dishonor to the family if they watch your set?
No, but I was on the biggest Japanese tabloid 2 years ago for cheating my wife with 9 women.
Okay.
And I lived in like a conservative small village, and the press spread so well.
And your dad texts you like, what is happening?
He didn't even send me anything. Yeah.
What would you do this to this family?
Yeah, I said, I'm so sorry.
But do you like better to live there or here?
Definitely in America. Yeah.
You know what I've been seeing? Like, I've been seeing happening. Like, people in America hate America and want to live somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then people like migrants come here and it's like, no, this is better. Trust me, I've been somewhere else and
this is
better.
But I'm ready to get deported anytime.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deportation. Yeah, deportation clap.
Yeah. Definitely. I love this ice.
You know, I have a new joke that I really like that is like, I believe they should change the name to like immigration cops. And that's it. I see. Mm-hmm. Because when they say ice, my mind translated to yellow. And it's like, and the joke is like, dude, recently I went to a party, a party in a house. And the host was so amazing. She's like, hey, you have beverage here. And if you ever need it, there's ice in the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
I really like that living room. Let me say, like, I never went to the kitchen.
That's true.
Not ice.
Yeah. As an immigrant, I've never been afraid of ice.
No, me neither.
Right? But I don't, because I have a visa, right? I have a wonderful visa.
Work visa?
Artist visa.
Oh, nice. I want that one.
Oh, yeah. I spent so much money to get credit. I went to...
Give me your...
you can be like yellow face, you know?
Give me your talent visa right now.
Yeah, that's true. But I traveled so many countries to get credit.
Okay.
For my visa. Because I had to prove how great I am as an artist to American Immigration Office. But I had to submit my video and the jokes. But all of my jokes were about like how stupid American is. I was like, oh shit, I probably won't be able to get visa forever.
The joke is like, I want to shoot a school. And people are like, we cannot.
I'm not going to give that guy a visa from that country, right? Yeah. But that's fine. That worked.
I want to do like the talent visa. I want a Gazelis. For this podcast. Yeah.
Honestly, that works so much. Yeah.
Yeah, like I won an award. I've been in the one, at least for now, Gone Comedy Festival. I've been in Laugh Factory. I've been in Zanies. I've been in Zanies Rosemont. I've done comedy in LA, Miami, Chicago, New Orleans. And I believe you put all that information, like, hey, there's my value. Like, you know.
I'm going to give you great advice. So to get artist visa, we have to prove how great we are, right?
Okay.
As an artist, right? So I needed awards.
Okay.
Right? That's why I make awards called Japan's Comedian of the Year. I gave it to myself in 2017 and 2018.
Oh, don't do that with the Venezuelan Comic of the...
Yeah.
Venezuelan Comic of the Year.
Yeah. The immigration office said, wow.
He's good.
Yeah.
How did you do that? Like, how was that? That award?
I used Erasulator.
Okay.
And it made a great like a award.
Okay.
You know, then I printed at the Kinko's. Okay. And it, I take a picture with that. Then post it to my.
You Photoshop website. Yourself.
Yeah.
Giving it to you, and just see a picture, and it's just people clapping. It's all just you.
Yeah.
Like I knew who to use Photoshop. I'll do that. I'll make myself the Venezuelan artist of the year. But you need a award, so I'm really happy about the Casales.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, this is best comedy podcast 2024.
Yeah, give it up for Jelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jelly Hamidi, right?
Yeah. So I'm really glad about that.
Mm. That's really cool. That's really
I was super glad about that. And to end the podcast, I just want to talk about the price of eggs.
Oh yeah?
Do you know how much eggs are?
What's that?
What is your diet eggs? Huevos.
What is diet eggs?
No, the egg, the price.
Oh, eggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this part. People are like, none of them are saying it right.
Yeah.
Like eggs. No eggs. So eggs.
I thought you were talking about my ex.
Oh, we can talk about your ex, but not eggs.
No, yeah. My
and you're like, what about her? Yeah. What does this witch do again?
My eggs, right? My eggs. I don't know. yeah. Because I love eggs, actually. Yeah. I eat a lot, you know.
They're
like $10. I'm like a fucking Rocky. Yeah, but it's $10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I work for my friend's restaurant as an artistic director.
Okay.
So basically I put so much art for the restaurant.
And you steal the eggs, perfect.
Yeah. So I have a big pocket. So you know. I realized that 3-on-3.
And yeah, you're like, I'm going to take this once at a time.
Yeah, but honestly, in Japan, we eat raw eggs a lot.
Raw?
Yeah. So rice and raw eggs and soy sauce. That's the most typical Japanese breakfast.
But just the whole egg or just the yolk?
Whole.
Because,
I mean, Japanese eggs are so healthy and safe.
Like American eggs. Hey,
yeah.
They're paying me.
No fucking salmonella. Salmonella is, you know, American thing. That's why.
Yes.
But even though I ain't got no health insurance here in America, I'm a gamble man. I'm a gambling man. So
you're gambling with your...
Yeah, I steal eggs from my restaurant and I put it on my, you know, rice.
And I put peanuts just to see what happens. Yeah.
That's my, you know, my life motto.
Okay.
Yeah. Even YOLO? Though I die, YOLO. Yeah, I fucking hate people who say YOLO to me. But even though I die today, I think I can say I live my life. I cheated on so many women, you know. I mean, I cheated on my wife, you know. I fucked so many women, you know. I drank my peanut stuff, you know.
And I dishonor my dad and my mom in Japan.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about my parents. Yeah,
skip this part if you're watching.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't understand English at all.
My parents don't understand English.
Right, my sister's like really, really good at English, but
so she show it to them and then translate.
Yeah,
is your sister here or she's still in
fuck
Japan?
Fuck you. I have three sisters and they live, you know, all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Why leave Japan? When so much people, like, of course, we don't live there, so we don't know how shit are. So, but I would love to visit and see the culture. And a lot of people that I know is like, I would love to live in Japan. So why leave it?
Obviously, Japan is a really, really great country to live.
Okay.
But at the same time, as a comedian, I love to make people laugh, especially people who have so many backgrounds. You know, there's so many kinds of people in America, right?
Yes.
The background and values, you know. That's why I love to make a lot of different kinds of people laugh. Also, like I played baseball to become MLB player, but I couldn't make it. But there's no Japanese MLB player in comedy scene.
No, you're the only one.
Yeah, that's why, you know, that's my goal.
Okay.
I think I'm in that kind of, I don't know how to say, a double A or triple A right now.
Okay.
That's why I got to keep doing until I make it.
So we're going to talk in the bonus content about one thing that is like a really nice topic. It's really wholesome. But like this is a sneak peek of the bonus content. What are your priorities? Is baseball first or is fucking women and cheating on them first or is comedy first?
art. All the art. Yeah. So
you can put many together, like comedy's art, baseball is a sport art, cheating on women is an art.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Cheating, it's just like an internship. I don't know.
It's like an internship with another woman.
Like I can get knowledge, skill, and experience, and I love cougars.
And come back to my partner.
I can get scholarship.
There you go.
Yeah.
So keep with that. Like if you're watching, this is wisdom from a Japanese guy.
Yeah, but also I'm ready to be canceled any fucking time. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Do you have this? Because for me, it's really difficult to difference between cheating, the act of pooping, and cheating, the being unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
My pronunciations, for me, they sound exactly the same, and they do not.
but okay.
If you're like, oh, yeah, I'm cheating, like,
I'm shitting, right?
It can be you're unfaithful or you're pooping. Like, what is happening there? And it's like, I pronounce it exactly the same.
Wow.
How do you pronounce... What is your difference between pooping, like cheating, and...
Shit. I don't know. Like, I'm right now, I technically shitting.
You're cheating.
I can't different, you know, I can't pronounce, like, sit and shit.
Okay, sit and shit.
Yeah, because my English teacher in high school... ask us to pronounce like seashells
by the seashore.
Yeah, I've never seen this situation, right? Oh wow, there's a fucking seashell. Wow, there's fucking.
Why would you sell seashells on the
fucking
on,
crab?
On the sea.
Okay, wow, all the fucking lady, you know, sold the fucking horrible like crab. Oh wow, I'm gonna buy that shit. So yeah, that's why I don't know the difference between shit and sit, but I'm nailing it, right? I nail it.
But
right?
When you are sit, sometimes you're shitting.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've never used the word shit in my life.
That's why you don't make the mistake. But I use that word. So sometimes like people don't know if I'm saying like, are you pooping? Are you being unfaithful? What is that?
Yeah.
That happened with me with many, but the one of the clear one is that one. Also like when you go to the beach and when someone is a beach. It's like a slight difference.
I love to fuck bitch at the beach, right? That's the sentence, right?
Bitch at the beach. Bitches at the beach.
Bitches at the beach.
Yeah, because you gotta
probably
be...
I can say that shit, right?
that's the new, like, we gotta take this and give it to, like, the same professor in Japan.
Yeah.
Professor is like, okay, repeat with me, kids. I fuck many bitches at the beach.
Yeah. But I'm a mountain guy.
Besides, I fuck many bitches at the mountain.
But honestly, like, I don't know. I think the cheater, the better.
The cheater?
Yeah, just, you know, the cheater.
The cheater, more cheater you are.
Yeah, yeah.
If you become a snack and you're a cheater.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you say cheater?
Cheeto?
No, cheetos?
Yeah, this part, people are like, I need the captions.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I fucking need the caption. I don't know what both of them are saying. But with that, letting you know our problems as not native English American speakers, we're going to go. But we're going to do the bonus content, and I believe it will be a wholesome or not topic. So, adios.
Adios.